Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 1 p.m. Pacific Summer Time. Well, today is Monday, June 2nd. There was a number of notable news events in here today. Well, one was that the Chinese manufacturing sector was growing faster than many were anticipating. Well, that's obviously been aided by the fact that the Chinese have abandoned a strong yuan policy and that they're actively managing the currency lower. Well, if you're going to engage in rationalizing the banking sector and try to pressure the property sector and combat corruption, well, you need to have something in the economy that's growing, that's going to support rationalization elsewhere. Well, manufacturing has really been in decline for much of the last few years because of the strength of the currency and rising wages. Well, they need a weaker currency in order to stimulate the manufacturing sector. Well, that appears to be what they are getting. Well, that's generally positive for the industrial metal miners. The metal prices were all a bit firmer in here today. Nickel in particular has found support at a progressively higher level following the really quite explosive advance that we've had. Copper was stronger today by over 4 cents on that COMEX contract, so that continues to hold its progression of higher reaction lows. Well, with this more positive tone in the industrial metals, then that it will slowly but surely be begin to be reflected in some of the metal miners. Well, of course, where people are really focusing their attention is on the iron ore sector, because whereas copper, nickel, zinc, and basically the main industrial metals are all showing signs of a return to demand dominance, albeit relatively modest so far on aggregate, well, iron ore prices have been weak, and that has been a headwind for some of the big miners, not least the really big cap ones like Rio, Vale, and BHP. Well, elsewhere in the commodity sector, gold was weaker today by an additional $6. Well, silver was having pulled back pretty sharply on Friday, was up by about 4 cents, but hasn't pushed back above the $19 area just yet. It really is testing the lower side of the of this range right now. Well, platinum has also pulled back from the upper side of its range, and it was down 15 today. It's currently around the 1437 area. In the soft commodities, well, they were all a bit weaker in here today, and coffee in particular has been weak as a result of the rains that are coming in the Sao Paulo region of Brazil. Well, there's been quite a substantial drought there, and that had pressured the coffee prices higher. Well, with some rains, that's beginning to moderate. Soybeans, though, was a bit of an exception. It's back up to 1,500 cents. Well, soybeans has got a definitely a different chart pattern to some of the other grains and beans, and at least part of the reason for that is because it's a foodstuff for animals. Well, with feeder cattle and lean hogs at all-time highs, and they're a bit overextended at present with extraordinarily high prices, well, the incentive to increase the herd for farmers and buy in piglets and buy in calves and keep them alive for longer, fatten them up, is going to increase the demand for soybeans. Well, with a late planting in North America and that drought, it might be getting a bit of relief in Latin America. Well, the outlook for soybeans is perhaps more positive than some of the other grains. Well, the other relatively important move that we had here today was in government bonds. Well, generally speaking, the 10-year Treasury future is only liquid in the first 2 months. And, well, the most liquid contract is now September. And you had the first delivery on the 30th of May, which was last Friday. Well, in the vast majority of these government bonds, you've seen a contract roll that's created a step in the front month contract month, so it really is better to look at the yields. Well, yields on the 10-year really surged in here today. Well, some additional follow-through in here this week would push it back above the 200-day moving average and confirm a failed downside break. Well, I suppose a saying from the chart seminar is that well, a failed downside break, particularly if the dynamic of the failure is greater than the dynamic of the breakout, well, then you're going to see it go back and test the other side of the range. Well, for 10-year treasury yields, that would be about 10%. 3%, excuse me. It's going to be a long time before we see them at 10%. Well, but a decline in prices back up to the 3% area would be pretty substantial. So what happens for the remainder of this week really is going to be important. Well, with against those that background, the action in stock markets is also interesting. Well, the S&P is pretty much unchanged. It's up 2 today. That's 0.1 of 1%. But continuing to hold the break above 1900. Well, the Dow Jones was also pretty much unchanged. Where you did have some positive action here today was in Mexico. The index was up 1.3%. Well, Mexico is benefiting from well, its proximity to the U.S. economy, the fact that its new government has opened up the energy sector to foreign investment, and the fact that despite high-profile violence in terms of the news flow, that it has a burgeoning middle class. Well, the peso has been among the steadier emerging market currencies or commodity-linked currencies over the last year, and the stock market has generally been range-bound. Well, it's pushing back up to the upper side of that range. Well, elsewhere in Latin America, the Brazilian real was a bit weaker in here today. Well, the Brazilians look like they're defending the 2.4 area again in the real, and it strengthened all the way back to the 200 moving average. And well, they don't want a particularly strong currency, but neither do they want a currency crisis. Well, that would suggest that we've got a recipe for ranging in terms of where the real is going to trade, but that's probably positive for the stock market. And the Bovespa does look like it has at least found a medium term low in here. Well, if we stick with some of the commodity markets, well, then Australia today was stronger by about 0.5%. Well, the Aussie dollar has been reasonably firm in here over the last couple of weeks. And, well, the ASX is testing its highs, and, well, nothing has really happened to question the resolve of the bulls to push it a little bit higher in here. And in South Africa, well, the rand has been weak now for 2 days. Well, it had strengthened up following the period of fairly extreme weakness in the early part of the year. But, well, just like the real, it had come back, it strengthened back to the region of the 200-day moving average, and it is encountering resistance there once more against the dollar. Well, if you look at the weekly chart versus the US dollar, well, it's a reasonably consistent uptrend for the dollar, and all we've seen is a mean reversion. So if you were looking at anything else, you'd be saying that this is probably a reasonable time to be buying the dollar against against the rand. Well, that's probably positive for the stock market in local currency terms, and not least because there are so many miners there. Well, in Asia today, the majority of markets were in positive territory. India was pretty firm. It suggests that this consolidation post the election is going to be fairly shallow, and that people are pricing in additional good news. The original Asian tigers, so that would be Hong Kong, Taiwan, Korea, and Singapore, well, they're exhibiting relative strength. Well, when I looked at the valuation tables that we post generally on a monthly basis, the S&P Asia 50 index is in the top 10 in terms of a low PE, and it's got a reasonable dividend. Well, that index is testing the upper side of a 3-year range. It's quite similar to the condition that's evident in both Korea and Taiwan. Well, you'd need some pretty significant trend deterioration to question the potential for additional upside here. It suggests that people have been pricing in greater currency variability, but that it is the more established currencies will probably do a little bit better in the medium term, and that would certainly appear to be the conclusion when you look at the consistency of some of those trends. Well, Europe today was mostly in positive territory, but mostly fairly quiet. Well, the FTSE is up to 68.64. It was up about 0.33%. the DAX was pretty much unchanged. Well, the Italian index continues to lead on the upside. It's been the relative strength leader all year, and it was up by another 0.77% in here today. And I think with that, I will leave you for the afternoon and wish all the best to all of you.